Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, well, Notre Dame is the most prominent independent football program in the country. There's other big ones, BYU, but Notre Dame is the number one in that category. They're kind of a pseudo ACC team in a certain regard of who they play on their schedule, but right now there's uncertainty in college football. Are all conferences going to do conference only games? We have no clue what that means for Notre Dame. So Eric Hansen of the South Bend Tribune, one of our good friends over there that covers Notre Dame, is joining us now. He's on Twitter at ehansennd. Give him a follow. Eric, thanks for hopping on with us over here in Portland, man. What is your thought if the ACC announces all conference games? Does Notre Dame just get lumped in with them, or do they go a different direction?
ACC has been pretty clear to Notre Dame, both when we thought a regular season was going to be played and now that they've got Notre Dame's back on this. So already there are six games against ACC opponents scheduled for this year, and the ACC would be able to provide them enough games to get to 9 or 10, whatever everybody else is going to play, pretty easily. And part of that is because the ACC only has 8 games scheduled against each other, as opposed to the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the Big 12, which play 9 conference games. So that's not to say that Notre Dame wouldn't try to play Navy, which is their opener, or Western Michigan or Arkansas, but we don't know, you know, how those conferences are going to move forward, whether they're going to go to all conference games as well.
Yeah, I think that an interesting ripple effect of this, and maybe there's zero validity to it, but I wanted to ask about it anyways. A lot of folks in college football have been trying to push Notre Dame into a conference for a long time, and they kind of got the, as you mentioned, one foot in the water, playing 6 games against ACC schools, which is half of their schedule. Would a season like this get them to dive fully in, or is this just a one-off and they'll go back to playing a normal schedule, you think?
I think it's a one-off and they'd go back to playing a normal schedule. I don't know why. What would be the compelling reason to push them to do this? You know, being independent isn't necessarily financially better off for Notre Dame, but it's what they want to do in football. And they found a partner that has put together an arrangement that benefits both of them. You know, the ACC has better minor bowl games because Notre Dame's part of this package. And certainly when Notre Dame comes to town to play these teams, that they're going to get an uptick in attendance. and Notre Dame benefits from not having to take the full dip. And normally they'd be playing five teams in a year. There's some years that that formula doesn't work out, so they have to go 4 1 year and 6 the next, and this just happens to be a year that they're playing 6. I think it's worked out. I know that there's a lot of resentment about Notre Dame being an independent. I don't quite fully understand it, but I'm sure that there are reasons that people feel that way.
There's always a bit of jealousy, Eric. I'll tell you right now, I wish Oregon State could have their own channel every Saturday and be the big-time primetime game. Eric Hansen, our guest here, South Bend Tribune. I'll get you out here on this one. The ACC clearly benefits from having Notre Dame at their games, as you mentioned, ticket sales, interest in certain matchups. What were to happen if the ACC tried to play hardball, has the leverage and says, join us or we're not letting you in, and Notre Dame tells them to kick rocks? What would Notre Dame do at that point? Have you even considered that?
For this season in particular?
Just this season, yeah.
Well, since it's not a reality, it's hard for me to... I would say that they would still be able to cobble together a schedule based on the 6 ACC teams that are already scheduled. I mean, they're not going to take those away from them. They're already contracted to play those. And the fact that they have conceivably 3 other games, and we're assuming that the 2 Pac-12 games are going away just like the Big Ten. I think that's what we're all assuming.
Right, right. Absolutely. Eric Hansen, South Bend Tribune, covers Notre Dame. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
I mean, and they had some other contingencies in place that they didn't talk about back in June when all this seemed like just a bad dream. So they have some other opponents, and possibly BYU would be one of them.
That would be a lot of fun to see, no doubt about it. 2 independents going together for one great football game. Eric Hansen, South Bend Tribune on Twitter, at EHansenNDI. Eric, we always appreciate the time up here in Portland, my man. So thank you for giving us the update of what is going to go on with Notre Dame during a potentially all-conference type season.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, there we go. Eric Hansen with the latest on Notre Dame as they're the big independent. Now let's go to our second guest here on the Daily Ticker. He's a good friend of the show and the station, obviously. He is the more handsome, he's the better half of the Sukana clan here at 1080 The Fan. And I was told he's standing in line for In-N-Out. Now, is that still happening?
That is still happening. And in fact, in a convalescence, the universe coming together, like my food is ready to go any minute. So I'm here on the radio with you, but I'm also listening for order number 47. So I'm gonna multitask.
All right, John Sukanik is our guest. Now I brought you on, Big John, because you did something really cool, and I love that you documented it. You and some buddies, you rented out a baseball stadium in Kaiser. You got to explain the story for us.
So we're all familiar with the Salem Kaiser volcanoes, right? We've all driven down I-5 South, and you see the stadium off to the side. Well. So about a month ago, to preface it, so I'm in a fantasy football league with some buddies, and we have a event every year during the Major League All-Star Game where we get together and we barbecue and we watch the All-Star Game and we do our draft lottery to pick the draft positions for the next year, and it's kind of an annual event. Well, no baseball this year, so there's no All-Star Game. So I saw on Twitter about a month ago that the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes, because there's no minor league baseball season, they offered up their stadium on Airbnb. You could rent it for the night. And I thought, how cool would that be to get some buddies together and rent the stadium and spend the night there? And so I threw it out there to the universe, and everybody thought it was a cool idea. So we rented the stadium last night.
That is so badass, John. I love looking at the pictures of it. Now, did the greatness of Buster Posey's locker rub off on you when you took the cage?
I think I might have been in Pablo Sandoval's locker because I was overweight and slow, and I hurt myself in my first round of DP.
So. Oh, my God. John Sukanik is our guest. Okay, so could you tell us, for listeners, because we talked about this on our show, too, because we saw that and we're like, that's such a unique, smart idea for them to do. How much did it cost for a one-night stay?
So it's $1,000 for one night. You get it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We had it at 3 o'clock yesterday till noon today. We just left. And $1,000, there's a few little bit of taxes and stuff on there. But, again, there were 12 of us in my fantasy league. So we all threw in about $100. And we had it for pretty much, you get the run of the place. You get the batting cages. You get the locker room, the clubhouse, the entire stadium. Nobody's there. It's just you and your friends. You get the PA system. You can play music in the stadium. Oh, they set up batting awesome. Practice on the field for you with a pitching machine and the L screen. And
yes.
I mean, you walk in and, like, I thought it would be cool, but you walk, and it's hard not to be romantic about baseball, right?
Yeah.
You guys know that. And you walk in and you get the run of the place and you walk down on the field. And I know it's single A, but you feel like you're 12 years old and you're running. Yeah. My dad was there. My son was there. You're running around playing catch. It just, other than I hurt my hip, I felt like I was 12.
That is so cool. Now, who was throwing, like, did all of you rotate throwing BP, and then did anybody hit a ball out of the ballpark?
They have a machine set up for you, so none of us blew our rotator cuffs. They had a, but I'll tell you, they brought out the machine, and I said to the guy, how fast does this one throw? And the machine they put out there throws 60. And I said, why not faster? And he looked at me and goes, this is fast enough. And it was, it's very humbling. I'll tell you this, I played in the Pac-10, considered myself an athlete at one point, and you get out there, and like I was playing third and make shagging grounders, and then I'm like, why is first base so far away? Like, I can't throw it that far. And it's very humbling to look out there and see how far 405 to straightaway center is. And the answer to your other question is no, nobody, we had about, we had some friends and people come down, some family members. We had about 25 people at the peak of it, mm-hmm. and everybody took cuts. My brother came down and took cuts. Mike Lynch came down, and nobody hit one out. We figured we must have taken a couple thousand swings over the course of the night, and we had a son of a friend of mine come close. He went off the fence twice, about the 370 mark. But nobody put one out. So it's harder than you think.
Yeah. Did you really invite your brother instead of me or Dirt to go out there and play
Come
baseball?
On,
like,
John,
what the hell is going on with that?
Well, I didn't really invite my brother. As you guys know, he just sort of heard about it and showed up. So the gate was open, and he just walked in, and the next thing I know, he was in the cage. But he was – and I love my brother, and he's an athlete and in good shape, and – he walked into the cage thinking that I think he thought he was going to go yard. And I think it was a little humbling for Big Soup because he came nowhere near.
Oh, there we go.
That's tough. Now, we did have a listener ask, watching or seeing how tough it is to throw from third to first, does it make you hate Kyle Seager less?
You know what is funny is I actually had that conversation with my friend because I was playing third and one of my buddies hit like a 7-hopper to me. And it gets on you quick. The 7-hopper gets on you quick. And I kind of panicked a little and fumbled the play. And then the first base is way far away. And I said, you know, with Mike Trout rips one down to third and Seager makes a backhand and then throws him out, that's really, really impressive. I mean, those guys are the best players in the world. So, yes, I hate Kyle Seager a little bit less after this experience.
Well, John, I want to get you out of here with this one. What was the sleeping arrangement like? And food-wise, do you provide your own food? Is there any kind of arrangement like with stadium hot dogs? What goes on with that?
No, there's no food arrangements. You're on your own. The greatness is that In-N-Out Burger's across the parking lot. So this is not my first trip to In-N-Out Burger in the last 24 hours, I'll tell you that, which is probably part of the reason that I hurt my hip. Last night. So there's no food. You're on your own, but you can bring in food. They have a barbecue there for you if you wanted a barbecue. So you're kind of set up. You're kind of set up in that respect. And then what was the last question?
Sleeping arrangement. Where do you sleep?
So again, the romanticism of the idea, I told myself I was going to sleep in center field.
Yeah.
Under the scoreboard in a sleeping bag. That's what I was going to do. And then you talk to the stadium guy, and he says, well, the sprinklers come on at 2 in the morning. So I'm all for romanticism, but I'm also for staying dry. So we moved into the clubhouse, and we slept in the clubhouse in the Salem Volcanoes clubhouse. And I'll tell you this, gentlemen, sleeping in a single-A minor league baseball clubhouse is exactly what you think it would be.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't wake up Willie Mays Hayes style and just start sprinting down a baseline. But you know what? I appreciate it. And it was really cool to see that documented on Instagram and Twitter. So thank you so much for giving us a behind-the-scenes look, hopping on
you
the show
bet.
And talking about it.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun. And I recommend if anybody, you know, like I said, if you get 7 or 8, 9, 10 guys or a bunch of people and you want a cool experience, highly recommend it. I would do it again.
Okay, very quick. Did Tsukanik get even close to the warning track?
No, not even close. I think he was humbled very much by actually trying to hit one out.
There we go. Great stuff. Thanks, John.
Yeah, see you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.